Hello, friends. You're listening to our Mission Path. I'm Timothy Downing. On today's ministry story, I want to draw you back to a conversation that I recently had with the pastor of the Zabala Church of God, Sister Marta. Sister Marta told me a testimony of how she was very ill when she was pregnant with her son. She was so sick, in fact, that the church prayed for her several times. The doctor eventually told her she needed to get out of the city. There's too much pollution, too much stress, too much danger for the child. And so she needed to get out of the city and into the country. She told me that her little daughter, who was about 4 years old at the time, would pray and would pray and pray and pray and go on a tangent about an ark. Lord, give us an ark. Help mommy to be safe and secure and give us an ark so we can have a lot of animals. Sister Marta said that she always smiled at that prayer. She wasn't sure where Sophie got the idea. She told me that around that time a relative passed away. And as they were mourning the passing of this relative, her family approached her and said, "Why don't you move into her house? It's in the country. You wouldn't have to pay rent. And you can get out of the city. It's better for the baby." And so Marta and her family moved out to the country. There's a light that shone in Martha's eyes as she explained to me that her little daughter's prayer came true. As they moved into the house in the country, they began getting animals two by two. Well, maybe not just two by two, but they filled up their whole terreno, their whole land, with animals. They had over 100 chickens. They had a whole bunch of animals. And Sophie one day came to her mother and said, "Mommy, God loves me because He answered my prayer. He gave us an ark." If you fast forward to Martha's life of several years, you'll find that the idea of an ark did not end when they moved back to the city. No, their home has always been an ark of safety, an ark of refuge for people who truly needed it. Life is hard in Ecuador. Oftentimes children are not attended to, and sometimes they're not attended to for very good reasons. Sometimes their parents die, and sometimes they're just left alone at an early age. For as long as I have known Marta, which has been more than 20 years now, I have always known that she has had children who were not her own living in an ark of safety in her house. Some of them have become part of her household, but the hospitality of Sister Marta is something that we can all learn from. Friends, our family serves Jesus Christ in Ecuador. We love to see how God has planted His ark of safety in and among the church. Christians who genuinely care for those who are around them. If you'd like to know more about our ministry, please visit our website, ourmissionpath.com. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us along our mission path.